Good morning, all. Happy November to you all. You all doing well? Nobody experienced any problems with all the ghosts and ghoulies that came on All Saints Eve? We're doing all right? Okay. The seasons are changing. Did you notice? We've got the heat running. There are some things we take for granted. Have you ever noticed that? We just take it for granted. Do you know geese, they fly back and forth at the seasons? Do you know why they fly? It's faster than walking. I've always just taken it for granted. It was, you know, a standard of theirs, but especially if you've ever watched a goose walk, around my house they do that right down the middle of the road and you've got to wait for them. So we understand that now. By way of announcements, the thing you received called a bulletin for the service this morning is an approximate. There are several things missing. We forgot to include the ensemble. And we forgot to include the fact that today is communion. So today we will be celebrating communion, as is our tradition on the first Sunday of the month. The United Methodist Church celebrates open communion. Anyone is welcome to come forward and partake. We will take communion, as is our usual way, by intincture down the center aisle. We turn to announcements, and we want to make sure that you're aware our church conference has been set, a date set for that, and so we are preparing to do that. December, those of you who are committee chairs and what have you, or have reports to turn in or things to do, keep that date in mind as a deadline for things to be accomplished. Do you have announcements for the good of the order, things that we need to make note of? Sandy, Tenny, Diana Hunt, whichever one you want to go to, Michael.
I'll be saying
it. Okay.
I saw her first. Who was the other one? Oh, Diana.
The Women of Praise will be meeting Saturday at 10 o'clock. All the women that Burns are invited. We are now into our World Thank Offering. So if ladies know that the World Thank Offering is going to be collected.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
This all the way over there.
Woo. We're either going to have to clone Michael or maybe we could deliver the microphone with one of those little helicopter things. What do they call those? A drone. There we go. Diana Hunt, please.
Well, the Women of Praise and the Women of Faith who are meeting on Saturday are also asking for donations of additional stuff for Thanksgiving food drive, such as stuffing mix, mashed potatoes, canned green beans, canned mushroom, canned corn, cranberries, packets of turkey gravy, and boxed instant pudding. If any of you can help out, there's a little place out here in the narthex that you can put it, and we would appreciate anything you can donate. Thank you.
Okay, Diana, and this is which group is doing, is this Women of Faith as well?
We're one.
Okay. Wonderful. Perfect. Thank you. We have plenty of food, it seems like, and we can certainly help some of those who are not as fortunate. Alan Smith Doctor, please.
Actually, I think it's Ruby and I have an announcement. Do you want me to do it or do you want me to? Okay. Ruby's got some homemade breads in the back here for you, for whoever first come, first serve. There's a blueberry
BB.
And then there's a cranberry.
C-R-E. Something like that.
Something like that. And then banana, B-A-N. Okay, so.
All right.
Yeah, help yourself.
Thank you.
I plan to.
You know, the bad news is now I'm going to be hungry all the way through the worship service.
No sugar.
Other announcements, other things for the good of the order. I don't see any others. Are we prepared to stand and gather and be in worship? Are we ready? I'm not hearing a lot of information out of there. Are we ready?
Yes.
Amen. Stand, if you will. Let us greet one another and prepare to worship.
Good morning, everybody. Is this? Yeah, it's working. Please remain standing and join me in the call to worship. Lord, thank you for this day. Precious Lord, join us as we gather and pray. Speak to us this morning. Instruct us in ways of faithfulness. Open our eyes to find your guidance in our worship. Lord, as we seek to walk along with you, nudge us, guide us, unsettle us, even as you comfort us. Lord, hear our praise to you. Fill us with your word and with your unconditional love. And now will you join me in singing hymn number 702, Sing with All the Saints in Glory, and bear with my voice. Seated. The first scripture lesson today is Psalm 146. You can find it in your pew Bible in the Old Testament part on page number 549. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God all my life long. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortals, in whom there is no help. When their breath departs, they return to the earth. On that very day, their plans perish. Happy are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry, The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He upholds the orphan and the widow. But the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. The word of the Lord.
By way of our time of prayers and concerns, ensemble. By way of ensemble, I'm inviting ensemble members forward. Please. This is a group effort, obviously. Thank you for helping me out there.
We got help.
You do.
The basement.
Thank you.
All right, now is it time for prayers? All right, okay, we'll get her figured. On the back of the bulletin, you see some of the prayers of our community. Rich, while you're right here, Rich, do you want to come lift your prayer?
Something I didn't get on the list for people to remember. This year I lost Hugo Redland, who was not only a close friend, he was a golf partner every week for years and years. So it's been very hard. So prayers for his family.
Tell us his name again.
Hugo.
Hugo.
Especially on All Saints Day.
Yeah. Okay. For Hugo. Others. Michael, could you bring the microphone down here?
They just put my ex-husband on a ventilator yesterday, and his kidneys are shutting down, and it's not going to be long. So just prayers for him and his family.
Okay, tell us first name.
Mark.
Thank you. Okay, prayers for Mark. His days are short? Okay. Other concerns? I want to continue to lift all of those prayers on the back of the bulletin. I want to lift our nation as we prepare for an election this coming year, this coming week. Just think, 2 days from now, after the election, we will know nothing more than we do now. Knowing how those things take a long time to iron out anymore. We want to make sure that we do lift and continue to remember all of those who are struggling with different afflictions of nature and those who are afflicted by war. It's easy to just become numb to that. It's been going on for so long, and yet there's got to be some journey, some path to peace. So we need to pray for those things. We need to pray, and we need to pray hard. Others, celebrations. Celebrations of young ones helping with the choir. That was, it's always good to have that help. Young choir acolytes there joining it. Mark, did you get names? And well, some of the young choir members, all right. I do not have any birthdays or anniversaries lifted in the database for this coming week. Last week, we celebrated Mark Doctor on Thursday, Diana on Tuesday, Caleb on Tuesday. We celebrated all of those. And a week out, we've got Serenity coming around. She's gonna be six. No, she's only about two, isn't she? It just seems like. And okay, so we have those others. Another celebration. My brother Neo and Lucy, they have been downstairs crawling around down there. If you have not seen the work they've done on the floors, if you saw the kitchen and know that they retiled that, you know what an awesome gift they have. And now they have done both of the bathrooms, and they've worked at that and got them done. So take time to travel down there, and thank you. Thank you, guys. Complete change down there. Others, other things by way of the celebrations for the good of the order. All right. Turn with me, if you will, to our unison prayer. Let us read responsibly. Lord God, hear us as we gather in prayer. Wonderful, loving God, be with us. Give us courage and determination to be obedient to you. The world is full of temptations. We seek to follow you, but are easily led astray. The deceivers delight in testing us. Forgive us and return us to right relationship with you as you guide us, inspire us, and unsettle us. Mold us, Lord. Form us into the people who can walk in righteousness and seek to be your children. Amen. Take a moment, if you will, of silent meditation and preparation for prayer. Loving Lord God, we turn to you. We acknowledge your gift of creation, your love for us, your unceasing care and attention to us. And in this season of harvest, we acknowledge the gifts you've given us and the ways of prosperities, of food and shelter, of homes, of clothing, of friends and neighbors, of country, of health. We pause and acknowledge that the crops grow where you nourish them. Life blossoms where you plant it. Love spreads where you guide it through us. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the ways that you continue to bless us and this world and our brothers and sisters, even when sometimes you are not acknowledged. For love is not about what is received, but what is given. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the love you give us. And thank you for the guidance and inspiration you give us to love others. Continue to thaw our hearts on those places where we have not forgiven others, or we have frozen our care to one another. Unsettle us, Lord. Unsettle us from our prosperity to acknowledge those less fortunate, and inspire us to be the people you call us to be, the people that follow the one who teaches us, who guides us, who leads us, even Jesus Christ, our Lord. Jesus, who taught us the Lord's Prayer and taught us how to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." I think I have failed to acknowledge our congregation who is spread around the world that is joining us virtually. We work hard to be able to share the worship service with some of those who are in different places and different time zones, and we acknowledge them. We acknowledge all of the gifts and graces that they offer to us and the love that they are a part of in our congregation. Take a moment, if you will, consider those around us and the gift that we have in our church as Colleen offers up an offertory. Thank you.
Please stand if you are able for the reading of the second scripture lesson from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verses 28 through 34. And it's found in your Pew Bible in the New Testament section, page 46. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" And Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' Then the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher, but you have truly said that he is one, and besides him there is no other. And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' And when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' After that, no one dared to ask him any question." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And anybody that wants to come and sing with the kids and me, come on up.
Our aerobic moment. Come on, Samu. Got some stragglers coming. We're in there. We're coming. All right. Coming out of the woodwork. Amen. All right.
God's love never fails and it lasts forever.
Amen. Thank you. A lot of gifted dancers here and a lot of talent. Miss Stephanie picks out the music during the week, and she always picks these pictures that are pictures of my backyard. Did you notice that? Monument Valley is right off the back corner of the lot there. It is real close at hand, so it is what it is. So I have some slides. Paya and I haven't coordinated this yet, but we'll work it together because Paya Sharp, and I apologize for the lights. It's a mystery. There are mysteries in life, amen? And those are some of those. This is All Saints Sunday. How many of you remember that? This is All Saints Day. It's All Hallowed Day, the Hallowed Saints. And on the eve of All Hallowed Day is All Hallowed Evening, All Halloween. All right, I've had that lesson several times, but we need to go on. Scriptures for this week out of the lectionary were amazing. There was all kinds of sumptuous scriptures, just rich and wonderful. And there's one that we didn't read. I'm gonna read a piece of it to you. It's out of the Apocrypha, the Wisdom of Solomon. Pia's gonna put it up on the screen there. The souls of the righteous are in the hand of God, and no torment will ever touch them. In the eyes of the foolish, they seemed to have died, and their departure was thought to be an affliction, and their going from us to be their destruction. But they are at peace. Those who trust in the Lord will understand truth, and the faithful will abide in him in love, because grace and mercy are upon his elect, and he watches over his holy ones. Scripture in our midst, amen, amen. So All Saints Day. And All Saints Day, All Saints Morning, technically the 1st of November was that day when the saints triumphed over all of the ghosts and goblins and the malevolent wraths that came. And how many of you had ghosts and goblins and creatures of all kinds come and visit you on Halloween evening? No, not many of you have any trick-or-treaters? No? I had quite a few, actually. They came, and it was pretty demanded. They said, give us tribute, or you will be the recipient of our wrath. Actually, they just said trick-or-treat, but that's what they were saying, wasn't it? There was a group of them. There was about 6 or 8 boys that were getting past that age of being trick-or-treaters, and they were all wound up. And I said, now, gentlemen, I said, I've given you treats. Let there be no tricks. And they paused a moment to really think of what that meant. And one of them said, no tricks, no tricks. And I thought, for them, filling their pillowcases with candy was the objective. Lost sight of what that was all about, but it was an interesting evening. I had one solo visitor. It was great reassurance. It was Batman came to my door. I got to tell you, I was a little concerned about his ability to provide protection over Gotham here and to keep us all safe. And I did thank him. I said, thank you for being the Batman over Gotham. And he looked at me kind of blankly. He was only 5, probably. His dad was standing behind me, him grinning from ear to ear. I put some candy in his bag, and he looked at me and looked at his dad and turned. He was on his way to the next place. So I'm not so sure that Batman is going to be our savior, but we know who the savior is. And I jest, as you know. For the Lord is the one that keeps us safe. Amen? The Lord is the one that watches over us. Amen? The Lord is the one that watches over our brothers and sisters who have ended their journey in faith and keeps them safe. Amen? So it is sunrise. It is triumph of the coming of the morning, All Saints Day. And as you know, I'm not talking about Catholic saints. There's a They have a lot of saints. I am not Catholic enough or Episcopal. The Episcopalians do not have saints at all, do they? I'm pretty sure they're Protestant, so they don't. But the Catholics have saints for different things, and they are those that they acknowledge as being patrons of care for others. And I have a Lord that's big enough to do all of that for me. But I'm talking about saints, all right. And on All Saints Day for United Methodists, we're talking about the saints who have passed into God's arms, the saints of the church, the saints of our families, the saints for each of us. We all know who those are, those special ones that are we can name in our hearts, and those righteous ones that have finished their journey in faith and now rest from their labors. And there is great comfort for me in knowing that. It is well with the Lord. It is well with those who rest with God, and I am at peace even though I grieve the loss of those loved ones. I know that they are at rest. I am glad that I don't have to decide who is and who is not amongst those saints who are redeemed. Have you ever thought about that? What a job that would do to be the judge, to have to make the decision about who deserves and who doesn't deserve? And I would always worry, I don't know the rest of the story. I don't know all of what's going on. And I don't know another person's heart as clearly as God knows. And so I am thankful for God that I don't have to decide. God is the perfect judge that knows all, sees all, and can decide perfectly. So it is worth noting, how do we aspire to be those that God will judge righteous? What are we supposed to do? And we heard those this morning, the qualifications for the saints. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Did you hear Holly read that? We've heard that in here a lot, haven't we? Have we? You shall love the neighbor as yourself. Those are the two commandments that the scribe asked Jesus about. What are the two most important ones? Here they are. Here's the core of who and what we are to be. Here is how we are called to be those neighbors to one another. The Lord who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down, and the Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He upholds the orphan and the widow. There's the definition of how to be about being righteous. The saints are doing the Lord's work. We are called to do that. That's the journey that we're trying to be on. That's the path we're trying to follow. And those who do those things and fulfill those might be qualified to be saints. I don't judge that. God will judge, and God is the right judge and the good judge. I pray that I might be humble enough to accept his judgments. I pray that I might find true forgiveness for all of those that I continue to reject, that I love them in my heart. I seek that. I work for that. And God hears our aspirations. Do you know some of the saints? How did we get here? How are you in this presence? I mean, it wasn't just when you were born, they had a little check box in your birth certificate says, you will be going to this church and you will be going to that one. Someone brought us here. Someone introduced us to the faith, if you will, to the church, to this place. Are those saints in our lives? Are those ones who raised us to be who we are and who gave us all of the good attributes that make us the righteous ones? Who are those? Who are those saints? Who have we lost? Who is at rest in God's arms as we gather this morning? Take a minute, if you will, contemplate for yourselves who those might be. I'm going to ask Sandy Tinney to come forward. She's going to read some of the saints of our church that have passed this past year. Nalu's going to come forward. He's going to lift as well saints from the Tongan community. So I invite you to prayerfully consider a moment of silence and think of the saints in our midst.
This past year, we have lost four members. Chim Cantor was a member of the Women's Society. Shirley Grandall loved to play bridge. Joyce Jerome was a bowler. She threw that ball. And we also learned Jack Tracy. But according to any written items, we do not know anything else but that he passed away. And we have been told that Don Huspid, father of Don Larson, passed away on October 31st, 2024. He'll be our next saint next year.
I would like to offer the name of Rosaline Halaliku Hamala. I would like to offer her name as a saint in recognition of commemoration for this All Saints Sunday. She was a charter member of the Tonga Fellowship, and she recently passed away last month after a long illness. But she was a lady who, with my memory, and I'm sure those who had encountered her would feel the same way, she was one of those people who just made you feel special, who uplifted you. She was a clerk at the Walmart on exposition, and she always had a smile on her face, always very uplifting and never negative about so many things that could turn a person negative. But we remember her with memories close to our hearts and with memories full of love. Rosaline Halaliku Hamala.
Those are just our official saints as we lift them and remember them. There are others who have passed, and we acknowledge those. And we grieve them. We know that grief is the way Jesus built us. The way we are, that's normal. But we can celebrate as well with all the saints joining in Jesus' arms and who rest from their faith. We gather, Lord, and we are thankful for their love, for your everlasting care, and for the way you keep the saints who have passed, who have made their journey and rest with you. We offer them up to you, Lord. Amen. Let us turn to communion, that other gift from the Lord, that gift of gathering and remembering whose we are and who we are about. If you'll turn in your hymnal to page 13, we will read responsively.
Testing. What else can go wrong here? Testing. Can you hear me now? We're still getting that. I will try and speak clearly and, oh, now there we go. Thank you, Mike, whatever that was. On page 13 at the Great Thanksgiving, let us read responsibly. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. You gave birth to your church and delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by the water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread and gave thanks to you, and broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples and said, drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. I invite the communion helpers forward.
I'll take this out. There's a fly.
I see that, yeah.
have we partaken nourishment for our souls. Amen. Stand, if you will. I'm going to ask Holly if you've got enough voice left. For all the saints, number 711 in your pew hymnals, if you need to follow along there, or if the screen misbehaves, let us sing in celebration of the saints. The saints have prospered again. The saints have overcome the darkness. In Jesus' name, God is our guide. Amen?
Amen.
Into the light. This week especially, into the light always, celebrating as Christ's people of righteousness. In the name of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, go and be those people and show the world who Christians are. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Join hands, if you will. Let us sing our closing.
Go now.
And God's people said,
Amen. Amen.